Good morning and welcome. This is Heidi Hahn-Scott, your weight loss mentor for your Right Body, Right Life 12-week journey. We are nearing the latter part of the journey, and I'm so excited with all of your progress and the interaction we've had over these weeks. And I'm just thrilled about our call today because one of my favorite people in the world has honored us with her presence, Sandy Sue Rector. She is a fantastic lady, as well as an incredible businesswoman and dynamic healer and speaker and feng shui master. She's going to share her magic with you today. I could tell you story after story. We've worked together for over a decade, and I have innumerable stories I could share about how the feng shui has helped my life and the other healing work she does as well. But I'm really thrilled to have her for you guys because we've talked about needs and having our life feel nurturing and fulfilled and fantastic. And energy is such a big piece of that. And also your home. When we are home, we need to be fed and nurtured and energetically supported it in a way that fulfills us, so we're not turning to food to meet that need. And she's going to share some wonderful strategies about health and energy in your home that will help to meet that need. I want to honor all of you for being on the call today. Let's tell Sandy Sue a wonderful welcome. All right, you're all on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Sandy. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
All right. You guys are fantastic. Well, there you are, Sandy Sue. I'm turning the call over to you after those beautiful voices of praise.
Well, thank you. How exciting. I really feel welcome. So thank you. I'm just so honored to be sharing this information with you guys today. And thank you, Heidi, for asking me to, because you are one of my most favorite persons on this planet as well. So with feng shui affects one-third of our life. So I'm so glad that Heidi is having us talk about this today because this is really going to help you with your guys' goals, and I'm very excited about that. Before I start talking about feng shui, I kind of want to get a feel of about you guys of where you're at with feng shui. So it looks about 50-50. Half of you have done some feng shui and some of you have not. So thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. So for those that have done the feng shui, one person, hire a feng shui consultant. Wonderful. So maybe at the end, if we have a little bit of time, we can actually have you share a little bit about your experience and some of the benefits that you had received from your consultation. So great. So let's go ahead and begin. I've been in feng shui for about 15 years now. So just a brief story of how it came to me is I had a little day spa. And massage therapy was not popular like it is today 15 years ago. So one of my consultants, she actually came in and told me different things that I needed to do. And within a month, my business doubled. So I thought, there's something to this feng shui. And then, of course, since I'd been in the healing arts for a few years at that point, I was really interested in what it would do for us for our health. And that's what I'll be talking today about. So I ended up selling my business and learning all about feng shui to help all of us with that. So feng shui, a little bit about that, it's over 3,000 years old, and some people believe it's over 5,000 years old. It's the Chinese art and science of living in harmony with nature and your environment. And it originally was used by the Chinese emperors to maintain power and increase wealth. So if it was good enough for them, it's definitely good enough for all of us on the call today. So feng means wind, and wind is the invisible energy that's all around us that we cannot see, but it's definitely affecting us. And then shui means water. So you can see that with all the things in your environment. So balancing out the feng and the shui actually helps to balance out your whole entire life. So we work with the qi, and that is what's translated into the wind and the water, the feng and the shui. And the Taoists believe that our bodies and everything around us is in constant flow of energy called qi, and that's what we're going to be working with today. So who has heard about the butterfly effect? So the butterfly effect is all about if you make the littlest movement in your environment, it can make a big change. So for instance, if a butterfly wing starts to flap in Japan, it can create a hurricane in Texas.
So by really just doing some of these things that I'm going to be suggesting for you today, you're going to really see some big movements. So the littlest things are going to make the biggest movements for you. So with feng shui, having good feng shui, it manifests human right action. So it helps us to live in unity with time, space, people, and our environment. And the five Chinese philosophies and orders of importance is one is destiny, two is luck, and then feng shui falls as number three. Four is charity, and five is education and self-improvement. So this call is definitely all about self-improvement. We're all working with the yin and the yang here, and all of us understand the yin and the yang. So what happens with the yin and the yang is it breaks off into five different elements, and the five different elements is what we're looking at in your home to balance out those energies, and usually we're missing one or two of those elements. So we have fire, and fire creates earth. So if you think of Hawaii, those volcanoes are creating those beautiful islands, and then the earth creates the metal. The metal creates the water feeds the wood, and the wood fuels the fire. So that's called the productive cycle. When we have all five of those elements in balance in our environment, we feel balanced. And so we're also able to let go of unwanted weight by that when we're feeling balanced emotionally and mentally as well. So what we're going to do is talk a little bit about clutter in the home, because clutter is actually stopping the flow of qi. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. But there's the 20-80 rule that most of us have probably heard of, and we use usually only around 20% of what we have. And then 80% is just clutter. So the more we get rid of the clutter, guess what? Then we actually start letting go of weight as well, because clutter is unconscious beliefs and feelings. And a lot of us get stuck when we're letting go of weight. So the more we declutter our environment, the more we're able to let go and shed those extra pounds that we're wanting to get rid of. So you want to take inventory on your stuff, because things around you either energize you or they deplete you. So I want you to please write this down, that you're going to start walking through your entire home, starting at your front door, and you want to go clockwise. So when you go clockwise, that's how the energy flows. And we want the energy to flow completely in a circle for you. So if we start at our front door and we go to the left, starting to declutter, then we're opening up that space so that it's like a river, so the energy can just flow through the home, and then the energy starts to flow through your body. So what you're going to do is start looking at every single thing in your environment. And you're going to ask yourself, how does this make me feel? So if it makes you feel like an 8, 9, or 10, making you feel really good, you want to keep it. But if it doesn't, you want to let it go. So you can donate it. You can sell it. You could just give it away to some friends. You might have a few friends that are needing some extra things for decorations. You can go ahead and give it to them. Or you might need to throw it away, especially if it's broke, because if it's broke, then what happens is the energy is very depleted at that point, and then it actually starts to show up in your bank account, and we don't want to feel that way at all, for sure. So you'll just go through your home, looking at each item, and you want to make sure that you're using it as well. If you're not using it, and you're thinking, oh, I might need it a year or 2 years from now. What's happening is you're living in the future. And then if you're keeping something because it's something that maybe someone that you love that has passed on gave you, but it's really not serving you anymore, or you're not loving it, then what's happening is you're living in the past. And to really be empowered, you want to live in the present moment at all times. So you want everything in your environment to really reflect that. And actually, Heidi is a wonderful teacher for me because she's so great at letting go. I remember when you were moving from Arizona to California, Heidi, you were just going through things and you're like, nope, don't need this. And I've never seen anybody been able to let go of things as quickly as Heidi. You want to share a little bit about letting go, because you're so good at that. You're like a master at that.
Yeah, thank you, Sammy, for inviting that. A couple things came up as you're sharing. One is just, we had our last call and we talked about schedule and really mastering our schedule and making our schedule match our values. And if our value is to live in an energetically flowing home and have health and let go of our weight, we can use the tool of a timer, because looking at a whole house can be so overwhelming with clutter, and then it can be one of those tasks that never hits the priority list. So my recommendation is that you use your timer and, you know, set an amount of time each day, even if it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes, that you can commit to chucking it. I just call it chuck it. I am the queen of chuck it. And what I find out is the more space that I create that's free, the more that I open to receive, whether it's money or love or attention or new clients. And so you can get really fun, like, what can I let go of, because what new thing am I going to bring in? And unless you're 100% satisfied with where you're at today, you've got to let go of something before something new can come in. And this really does work with weight. Like she said, I'm a master at getting rid of things, and it's really helped me to keep my weight down. And it wasn't always that way. If you saw my house when my body was larger, you would see that things were different. So it's very interesting how energy works, and our outer environment reflects our inner environment.
Definitely. And it's amazing, because my clients that have a lot of clutter, when I walk into their home, they're the ones that have a weight issue. But my clients that are so good at letting go of things, and they just have a few things in their environment, they're lean and fit. So it really does reflect the inner and the outer with the feng shui. That's why a third of it, you know, is really affecting your life. So isn't that that's an easy way to let go of extra weight. It truly is. And in fact, I remember Oprah Winfrey, she had said that she had had someone come and redo her closet. This was several years ago, and that she really got rid of a lot of clothes. And I'm going to be talking more about that in a moment with you guys. But she let go of a lot of weight just by letting go of clothes that she no longer needed or wanted. So it's very important to start going through your closet now and getting rid of the things that no longer fit, and even a few of the things that are too small. And I don't know how you feel about that, Heidi, but if it's too small, what happens is, if you're not in the present moment and it's way too many sizes too small for you, then it's just too overwhelming sometimes for the body-mind system to take. And then we start thinking negative thoughts about the little tiny pants that we can't fit in, instead of buying a dress size down, you know, one size down, which is a goal that's very easy to manage. Versus three or four sizes, you know, smaller. What is your thoughts on that, Heidi?
Well, I would love to see a show of hands. Who feels that they have unwanted items in their home? Mm-hmm. And who has more than one size in their closet? Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody on the call, I love that. I did too. I used to have so many sizes in the closet. And this is definitely my recommendation. It's overwhelming, and it shows a lack of faith and trust in our own selves when we have many sizes in the closet. It's like, well, there's my bigger clothes just in case, and here's my skinny clothes that someday I want to get in. And it's a constant reminder of the pain that this causes. Mm-hmm. And I remember having that kind of pain. And my process was, I got rid of all the clothes that didn't fit that were too big. And I didn't have anything way skinny, so I had things that mostly fit. And then as I maintained my weight, you know, I got down to my goal weight. I didn't buy a lot of clothes as I was losing weight, because I continued to go down, 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 down. So I recommend that you are frugal and you wear things that fit and look good. Get rid of anything that doesn't fit that's too big for you. And then get so excited about buying a new wardrobe a little bit at a time when you hit your goal weight. And I can't tell you how good it feels to have all the same size of clothes in your closet and trust that they're going to fit year after year. It's fantastic. And you guys are at the beginning of this journey. I do have a couple people on the call that have repeated the program and have had the experience of really staying in the same size, and it's fantastic. So I am on board with Sandy Sue. Get rid of what doesn't fit. If you have some favorite things that are smaller that you've worn recently. You know, if it's been 10 years since you've worn it, chuck it. Buy something new when you get there. But quit causing yourself the pain and agony of seeing things that don't fit. And be realistic, your weight is shifting and you can't buy a new wardrobe each month as you change weight.
Right, exactly. Thank you. So, you know, be really honest with yourself with your clothes and, you know, look at it and go on that scale 0 to 10, like we talked about earlier. If it makes you feel like an 8, 9, or 10 when you're wearing it, definitely keep it because that's going to keep you motivated. But if you don't feel good in that outfit, let it go, and then you'll see extra pounds coming off because you're letting go of something that no longer serves you. So you want to make sure that it's attractive, you feel attractive in it, you feel confident, and even sexy if it's appropriate. So just really look through those items, and you're going to really notice a big difference. And your closet's going to be able to breathe a little bit easier, and you're going to be making room for those new outfits when you've reached your full weight. The other thing is that we each have our own personal element, and that is based on the year you were born. I'm going to offer that at the end, but if you're an earth element and you're needing the fire element to create you, like I was talking about Hawaii, the volcanoes make the earth, well, the fire colors of the reds and fuchsias and oranges, they give you energy, so they keep you motivated. But if you're an earth element without the fire element and you're using colors like blacks and blues, which is the water element, when we mix water and earth together, we get mud, don't we? So if we're wearing the wrong colors, that will bring our energy down and it'll keep us stuck as well. So that might be another thing to motivate you of going to your closet is finding the right colors for you. Because we have four different directions that energizes us, and we have four different directions that deplete us. And it's different for each individual based on the year you were born. And I can only tell you that by looking up your birthday and sending you that information. But that really does help you to empower you by facing in the right direction and wearing the right colors for you. So that's a fun thing to do when you're going through your closet. So let's talk about the Bagua for a moment. And the Bagua is the energetic blueprint that we use in feng shui to let us know where the different energy lives in the house. And there's 9 different areas, but today we're just going to work with the center of the home, which is the easiest to find anyways. And the center of the home is where our health energy lives. And it's also called the Tai Chi. So the more we keep the center of the home balanced, then it actually helps to balance everything else in our life as far as our relationships and our career and money and family and children and all those other things. So I want you to go ahead and think about the center of your home right now, and I want you to start decluttering the center of your home first, so that's where the health energy is, and then like start at your front door, and then go from left to right, going into complete circle. The more you declutter that health area, you're going to have more energy, you're going to be able to let go of weight, and you guys are going to be so excited that Heidi had me on this call today sharing that information with you, because that truly is the key. Is keeping that center area of your home decluttered along with your clothing, only wearing what you love, and we talked about that, and your kitchen, and we'll talk about the kitchen here in a moment. But a little bit more about the center of the home. The color that lives in the center of the home is yellow. So the more you can bring the color yellow into the center of the home, the more you're going to be balancing out that energy and bringing in the positive energy for your health. So if you can paint the walls, great. If it's not a color that you love, then I recommend going and buying yellow poster board. And you can hide it behind furniture. You can hide it behind pictures you have on the wall. And the vibration will still be there for the color yellow, but you don't need to see it. But if you do love the color yellow, please start adding more of the yellow in the center of your home. Yellow flowers is a beautiful element to bring in because flowers is such a high frequency. It always makes us smile. It makes us feel more radiant, and it helps to keep us on our goal. The element that lives in the center of the home for the house is the earth element. So having things made out of the earth, like terracotta, ceramic, having my flowers, I said, but maybe in soil, like mums, for instance, because they're yellow, and then they're in the soil, so that's a really good thing to add for positive energy in the center of the home. Now, the shape that lives in the center of the home is square. So the more you can have things that are square, the more you're balancing out that earth element of the house. Also, flat items, and you can also bring in triangles, because triangles is the fire element that creates the earth. You can even have a little bit of red in different areas in the center of the home to give you a little bit more energy for that. Seashells and stones are really good to have in that area, especially if it's a bathroom. You want to make sure that you keep the bathroom door shut, and actually, no matter where the bathroom is, it's good to do that, because the bathrooms are very draining in our homes. It really pulls the energy away from the house. So keeping the door shut will help you, no matter where it is in the home, to keep the energy in the house. This is a great place to also put your positive intention about your health and your weight, because that's where health lives. So you can start off your positive intention, I'm so happy, grateful, and blessed. And then whatever your intention is, and I'm sure that Heidi's working with your intention. So, Heidi, what intention would you really like them to have in the center of their home?
Well, I would love, first, that all of you have done your vision worksheet, because that was our first call, and your vision worksheet would be wonderful to buy a bright yellow envelope and tuck it somewhere or pin it up where you can see it somewhere in the health wall, which would be in the center of the home, and sign and date it and put your goal weight on there and sign and date it. And then you can put a statement like, I have ease and harmony and choice in making my vision last forever, or something that speaks to the fact of the consistency and what you're choosing as a lifestyle. Sandy Sue, I'm curious, would you like to know what other people are dealing with in the center of the home? Would that be helpful at all?
Yes.
So just raise your hand. All you have to shoot out is the room. I mean, you don't have to do a bunch of sharing. That way we can really support you.
The center of my house, it's the start of the hallway. And actually, that's where my pantry is. It's kind of a mess. And then I have bookshelves that are overflowing with books. Because I love to read.
Well, I'm so excited that you're on the call today, because I know I don't do feng shui with you, but we have talked about starting to chuck things, so this is, like, perfect, and I'm so excited to get Sandy Sue underneath your energy for this. Thank you. Okay, so a beginning of a hallway. All right.
My dining room.
Your dining room. Okay. So that's interesting. We have a pantry that has food in it with the hallway, and then we have a dining room. And do you eat in that dining room, or is it a formal dining room? Or
it's a formal dining room, and actually what's on the table is all of my, like, it's where all of my paperwork goes. So when I come home and I'm sitting at the computer, actually we only use the formal dining room when we have guests. So it actually is kind of a workspace.
Yeah, so I have a staircase that goes upstairs.
Okay,
and do you have
good.
Carpet or wood or tile?
It's carpet. The staircase is carpeted, and it also has really cool kind of architectural ledges. So I have some vases and some decorative stuff up there.
Okay, cool. Thank you guys for sharing.
Okay, good. Thank you. Well, I'm glad that you have some decorative things up there around the staircase, because you definitely want to lift the chi around the staircase, because staircases actually deplete the energy. And so if you're seeing, like, the water, the shui, go down the stairs like a waterfall, the energy is going away. It's just, you know, even though waterfalls are beautiful, the energy is just going down really quickly. So the more you decorate that area, the more you're going to be lifting the energy up. So definitely putting some, like, yellow flowers in that area, or even a picture of yellow flowers, would lift the energy. For the dining room, I know you were saying that there was a lot of paper, and that's your working area for the one color on there. And what happens is paper is the wood element. So the wood element actually depletes the earth element, because it's drawing nutrients away from it. So if there's possibly a way to find a different work area so that we can keep that dining room really clear, clutter-free, that would be ideal. so that the qi just flows really nicely in the health area. And then the hallway, of course, having the beautiful pictures with yellow in it would be great, or hiding the yellow, like I mentioned earlier. But you definitely want to have like a rug, a runner in the hallway, because that helps to slow down the qi, because qi likes to meander. We don't like qi to go really fast, because then it can be what we call sha qi, which is very harmful. It's just moving too fast. Because like if you're thinking of a river flowing beautifully, that's the type of energy we like to move. But if you think of a hurricane and the energy of the water and the wind moving too quickly, then that becomes destructive. So when we put a little rug in that area, that helps us, you know, calm down the energy and have beautiful artwork on the wall as well. And then Sue had mentioned that that's also her pantry area, and there's a lot going on in the pantry. So it's good that it sounds like you're going to go ahead and declutter that, which will be very helpful. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question for pantry. If she could put, like, the yellow paper in the pantry, like
the
liner, would that be helpful?
That would be wonderful.
Are there any comments about having bookshelves in the hallway?
How big is your hallway? Like, how wide is that hallway?
Oh, it's probably maybe 2.5 to 3 feet, maybe.
Okay.
It's pretty narrow.
Okay. Yeah, so that answers the question, that is not enough space in there for the bookshelf to be. Because the hallways, you kind of want to think of the hallways as like your arteries. That's kind of clogging up the arteries. And we really want it to flow in that area, especially since it's your health area. So that's a good question. And, you know, books are actually the hardest thing for me to let go of, because I love knowledge. But when I realized that everything is pretty much on the internet, and I was always wanting to read different books, it really helped me to let go of all those books. And so I just took a whole bunch of them down to the library and donated them. So if you could go through your books, that'll help you let go of a lot of things that you need to let go of.
Thanks.
I had one other question, too, with her things in the dining room. Like, let's just say, and I don't know, but let's say that she doesn't have another space to do work. I had a thought of, like, the red paper holders, because maybe the fire element and the red would burn the paper and then feed the earth.
The red or the yellow. The yellow would be good, too, because you're still bringing in the earth. But the red would help to burn it up. So that would be great.
So I was just picturing, I don't even picture your dining room, but I was picturing really pretty red or yellow containers or paper holders, like for organization, but that would really actually feed your health, because it would be creating fire, which feeds the earth element.
The walls of the dining room are red. And actually, I do have another place to work. I have a home office. I take all my paperwork up there. I guess part of the reason that I end up working here at the dining room table so often is because it's such a nice, open, beautiful space, and there's a lot of room. I mean, it's very comfortable to be here, and of course, it's next to the kitchen, so I can get up and walk around, and it's on the main floor, whereas my home office is on the third floor. So, I mean, you're right. I should probably just get used to working in my home office and get stuff out of the dining room. I've got a quick question about the yellow. The dining room table is this really beautiful kind of beech wood color, yellowish. And then we have posters in the dining room, two of whom have kind of gold frames on them. Does that count as yellow?
It's definitely helping, but I really would go and either have some, like, a beautiful flower arrangement with yellow on the table.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Or get the yellow poster board, like at Staples or something, and then just tape it up underneath that table. And the vibration is such a high vibration. Like the colors of the rainbow, anytime you can use those colors of the rainbow, because of the high vibration, the better.
Hey there. Well, I have a couple questions. So the first question is, I have a lot of walls in my house. So the center sort of is interconnected with a couple different rooms.
So what you can do is on each side of those walls with a different room is where you want to add yellow. So, you know, with the pictures or hiding the color like I mentioned or bringing in flowers. So just decorate both sides of the wall in the different rooms.
Okay. And then the other question I have, and this is actually going back to the clothes in our closet, because I had lost a lot of weight and then I gained half of it back. So I still have, you know, the other day, my entire closet is actually all my skinny clothes, and nothing in my closet fits me pretty much. But so should I just get rid of them, or should I pack them away and save them?
I would pack them, because since you did it before, and you, with Heidi's help and your determination, you're going to do it again. So I would pack them and at least get them out of there so that you're not being reminded, you know, of, oh, I can't fit in them right now. But then then you can revisit them later when you have let go of the weight. That would be great.
Okay.
Good question. And would you agree on that, Heidi, as far as?
Yeah, because she did have that weight and maintain it. And, you know, absolutely don't throw those away. But as you pack them up, put your intention that you'll be there and you love them and you're coming soon. And then let go of the pain of not being there now. You know, as you put them away,
yeah.
Let that be a letting go of this is okay exactly where I'm at right now and that I'll get there again and just, you know, get in that vision and that commitment and that clarity.
So as far as the center of your home, I want you guys to, you know, go into that space and ask yourself, how does the space make me feel? If the space doesn't make you feel like an 8, 9, or 10, start changing it, getting rid of all the things that need to be taken out of there, all the clutter that we talked about, also the things that you no longer love. It's better to have a blank wall and to start over like a beautiful canvas that you're going to be creating something beautiful on than to have things in there that no longer serves you and depleting your energy. And then just start going and buying different things to put in there. But in feng shui, less is best. Always remember that. Less is best. Less is more energy for you. And the more energy you have, of course, then we're going to be burning up the calories and we're out doing all the things that we really want to do. So just really spend some quality time in the center of your home and make it feel like an 8, 9, or 10. And everything needs to feel, you know, vibrant and healthy and cheerful in that area so that it's lifting your health chi. Okay, so let's talk about the kitchen. The moment you walk into your home, if you can see your kitchen, please press 1. So my question for you, is that your front door or is it a side door, like coming from the garage or something?
When you walk in the house, you're actually in the living room. You think of it as like two train cars next to each other. The car on the right is the kitchen, and the car that you walk into when you first walk in is the living room.
So my question is that's your front door, and that's how you personally go into your home every day?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a different door that you can to enter, like a side door through the garage or something?
Well, when you enter, you're entering into the living room, but the kitchen.
Right, so you can
just
see the kitchen.
Yes, but I did put up some little doors so that you're not forced to see the kitchen if you don't have to.
Perfect. Okay, great, because that's what we like to recommend in feng shui is to add plants or like a Chinese screen or, you know, something that you can put up there so that that's not the first thing that you see or the chi. Because the chi comes through the front door regardless if we use our front door or not. A lot of people come through the garage and use the side door. Even though we don't always use the front door, the chi is still coming through the front door. So we want to make sure that the chi doesn't see the kitchen as soon as it comes in. So just add some more things over there to kind of block the kitchen a little bit more, and that will help bring down that energy. Because whatever the chi sees, then it brings that energy throughout the whole house. So by your front door, that is a place that you want to have something that will help you with your goal. You can also put a positive affirmation by your front door, so it's taking that positive affirmation throughout the whole house. And having something really healthy and happy by your front door, like flowers or a beautiful crystal or a beautiful picture, that's what the chi will pick that energy up and bring it throughout the rest of the house. Three different aromatherapies that you want to use for the essential oil is grapefruit. That helps us to let go of unwanted weight, and it encourages us to eat really healthy. Peppermint, that uplifts our energy as well, and jasmine. Jasmine also helps with relationships as well, so that does two different things for us. So grapefruit, peppermint, and jasmine, having that throughout the home will help with that. Your energy and aromatherapy gets into your system within 20 seconds. So it's nice that those are essential oils that you have there. So I'm really glad. So the kitchen, most of us have a lot of utensils and glasses and pans and things that we don't use. So now I hired a professional organizer a few years back to come to my house and help me with my kitchen because I just had so many things going on in my kitchen. And I had a lot of Tupperware. I don't know if it's because my mom had all these Tupperware parties when I was growing up, but I had so much Tupperware that I didn't need. And we laughed about it, but I ended up getting rid of a lot of the Tupperware. But later on, I was thinking about it, And what Tupperware does is it contains the energy. And that's what I do for a living, for feng shui, is I'm containing the good energy. So it was just kind of a reflection of what I do, but still it was too much clutter in my kitchen. So there was only a couple people that raised their hands about having things in their kitchen that they no longer, you know, that they don't use. Make sure that you just go through each of your drawers and the cabinets, because things that we have in drawers and cabinets is actually our unconscious belief of things going on that we might be hiding away. So by really decluttering those things will help us to let go of the unconscious stuff that's going on with us as well. Actually, the best plate to eat off of is a square plate. And that is because it helps us to feel grounded, because like I mentioned earlier, that the center of the home where the health energy is, that's the earth, and the shape is square. So when you're eating off of the square dishes, it helps you to lose weight or maintain it, because that square energy helps us to feel content, where a round plate invites curiosity and we might put more on the plate that we need to. And a circle, the energy moves faster. So we might eat faster than we want to eat as well, because the slower we eat, the better for us. So if you can get a square plate, that would be best. So if you're the only one that's working with your goals right now, just go get your own plate. You don't need to go, you know, change all the plates out right now. Just go get your favorite square plate that's out there. And you want to avoid, when you're picking out the plate, is you want to avoid the fire element. So you want to avoid the red, and also avoid yellow, because that stimulates you and that might make you want to eat more. So really having more of the blues and the black, that is a better color for a plate, because it doesn't stimulate to overeat. So getting the square and having more of the blue and the black is the best colors for you. As far as the color of your kitchen, it really determines where your kitchen is in your home, and that's a little bit more complicated, because I don't know your guys' floor plans right now, so that's something we can talk about later if you decide you want to have a one-on-one on me. You definitely want, no matter where it's at in the home, you definitely want to stay away from the reds and the yellows as much as possible. Green is a very appealing color, and so that's all about health. So you can bring in a few green plants or items like that in the kitchen, and that definitely helps. We like to put on top of the refrigerator in feng shui a real plant, because what that does is it brings nutrients and a high vibration to all the food in your refrigerator. So it lifts the chi of the food that you bring into your home. And when the refrigerator turns on, then it stimulates the plant, and then the plant puts off really good energy into the environment. And speaking of plants, you'll want to Google NASA and the home plants, because they actually list like 10 different plants that are really good for your home, that put off a lot of really good oxygen and also absorbs a lot of the toxins, because most of our homes are more toxic than it is outside, just because of all the different chemicals and, you know, the things that we bring in and the building materials and stuff like that. So the more you can open up the house when it's cool and let the chi flow through, the better. But like in Phoenix right now where I'm at, you know, it's going to be 105 degrees today, so we really can't do that here. So having a lot of healthy plants in our environment will definitely help with that. I know mother-in-law plum is really one of the top plants to have in your environment. So having that in different areas of your house would be really good. Also, salt lamp, where they turn it on, you know, so that it's radiating the Himalayan salt in your house. So that's something that you guys can bring into your home, too, to lift the chi for the health, is the salt lamp, because the Himalayan salt has over 86, I think, different minerals. And so that is putting that off into your environment, and it is bringing the really good ions that we're wanting into our environment. Because when we're in the city, the ions are really, really low. But when we go up like into the mountains and in the country, the ions are really, really high. And when you bring in the Himalayan salt lamp, you got to make sure you turn it on, have that little light on inside, then that will put off those really high ions that you're needing, same with those really healthy plants that I mentioned that NASA recommends. So bringing those into the environment will definitely lift the cheat. The other thing about the kitchen is that the drain where the sink is, you want to have a plant by that as well. So have a plant on top of the refrigerator and then have a plant next to the sink, because the plant will absorb the chi, so you're containing the healthy energy instead of it going down the drain. The other thing you can do is, if you want, you can get on my website, which is balanceyourlife.net, and there's a few videos showing you a few different things to do. And one of the things I recommend is putting red tape on the pipe that's underneath the counter that's coming from the sink, because then that red tape, if you go all the way to the top of the pipe there where the sink is connected and you put that red tape all the way around it, it'll stop the chi from flowing down the drain. And we're really wanting to contain that good energy so that we're feeling vibrant and healthy all the time. So putting the plant next to the sink and then putting that red tape underneath it will be very healthy, and will help you with your health. And also you can do that with your bathrooms as well, just putting the plant next to the sink and then going underneath the sink and putting the red tape all around the pipe. And like I said on my video, it actually shows me doing it so you can see a visual of how to do it, because it's a little cool. Well, I think I pretty much shared everything that I can today as far as health and letting go of things that no longer serve you. Do you have any questions for me, Heidi, or any comments that you want to make?
I do, but I see a hand up here.
I just wanted to ask about center islands in the kitchen.
What is your question about that?
I'm about to purchase one because I don't have a lot of counter space, and I don't know, it just came up when you were talking about
kitchens. Yeah, they're good as long as you have plenty of room to walk around them. And it's better to have the corners are kind of rounded off a little bit, because if they're sharp, it puts off the negative energy. But when they're rounded, then it's a softer flow, and then it's safer for you as well. But, yeah, they're great.
Okay, thanks.
That brings up what I was going to share, too, and I'm not sure if you were going to share about your sessions or whatever, but if you are looking to really, you know, make an investment in your kitchen, that sounds like a big project, it may be totally worth having a private consult with Sandy Sue. And the fantastic thing is she works by internet. So you just send her a drawing of the kitchen or pictures and she could explain that better. But that's part of what I love about her is she works long distance and I don't have to set aside time to come into the house and do all that. We just look at floor plan and what to do, and here's some adjustments. So I would totally recommend, if you're actually going to do a construction project, that it's worth the investment to have it be feeding you energetically forever. You know, if it's just a little thing here and there, we can fix it, but that sounds like something that would be there a while. So that would be my tip. Just speaking of that, you can really hone in on certain things with feng shui. And it was so fun for me to be on the call because I've been doing this for many years with Sandy Sue. And so I've learned a lot over the years. And I'm like, oh, I have that done and that done and that done. And so it's kind of fun to look at how far I've come.
Well, yeah, let me go ahead and let you know about what I can offer as extra support if anyone's interested. Is that, like Heidi said, is I can do this over the internet as well. So all I need is you to send me pictures of every room as you're entering it, and then just draw me a little floor plan. It doesn't have to be to scale. And then I know where the different energy lives in your home. And then we just do it over the phone, and I can help you with the health, with your finances, your relationships, with work, family, travel. I mean, there's so many different things that feng shui can help you with. That I love that opportunity to help you. And then also I want to remind you about the personal element, what talks about your four power directions and the direction to face for your health when you're eating and sleeping. And then also the other ones would affect your money, which direction to face for your money, which direction whenever you're interacting with a significant other, and then what colors are best for you to wear based on your element. So I really thank you all for your time, and feng shui works if you work it. So just start going through your home and picking out the things you no longer need and get it out of your house as soon as possible, and you're just going to be amazed at how your house is going to start supporting you now instead of depleting you and really helping you with the goals that you have and with things that Heidi is helping you with. And I'm just very excited for you all. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for being on the call. That was fantastic. And there's a few people here. I'll get you their contact information. And again, she's just been an amazing person in my life that's helped me with my kids getting along, with relational. She's done all my work and finances things and worked on my health over the years. So it's just amazing. So I have done repatterning with Sandy Sue to help her. And do you want to say anything about that, Sandy Sue, having worked with me doing the repatterning?
Oh, yes. Heidi is amazing with that repatterning work. I highly recommend her. And it really will change your life because, you know, she accesses your energy field and she finds out what you're resonating with, which is the unconscious patterns that, you know, are really controlling most of our life, unfortunately. And I know that the very first time I had a repatterning, I was having panic attacks. And I had one session, and I had no more panic attacks after that. And so it's a very, very amazing technique that she will use with you to help shift your energy. So I highly recommend it because it makes it so easy. So whatever problems you're having with, you know, letting go of the weight, you know, right now it might feel like a boulder, but when she shifts that energy with you with the resonance repatterning, it's like a pebble in your hand. It's like something you really can deal with because she helps you to release all the unconscious beliefs and patterns that's keeping you stuck. So I really would get that scheduled with you as soon as possible.
I just want to, again, thank you, Sandy Sue, for taking time out of your day to teach us these wonderful tools. And I've just had such a fantastic time with you guys. I'm getting sad that this session is ending. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.